Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Beis Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Shin Samach Vav and begin Simen Shin Samach Zayin. Today's Amud is Reish Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So we are holding on page 464 at Si'if Tes Vav. Emes HaMivarech, when do we say a bracha on the Eruv? B'shah Shemekabetz Oso Mibnei HaChatzer, at the time that we gather the food from the members of the Chatzer, O B'shah Shemezakalem, or at the time that we are Mezakah the food to them in order to make the Eruv. Va'omer, and one says, when they make the Eruv, Padein Eruvo, with this Erev Yerusharalan, it will be mutter for us lafuke la yule min abatim lechatzer min achatzer lebatim, to go from and to carry things from the chatzer to the houses, from the houses to the chatzer, umibayis lebayis, and from one house to another lekala batim shabachatzer, to all the houses in the chatzer imgavu ha'eruv v'lo berchulav in a bracha ma'akevus umutar l'taltal. If they collected the erev and they didn't recite the bracha, if the bracha is not ma'akev like any other birchsa mitzvah, it's not ma'akev, and the erev is still valid. They're still allowed to carry. Says the Mishabur cut and pay, and the rule is very simple. We always say a bracha prior, immediately prior to doing a mitzvah. But if you say, like the Ramah said earlier, that the minig was to gather not bread but flour, and then to put all the flour together and bake one big giant bread out of it, then you do not say the bracha when you gather it, because there's still another step that you have to go through before you make the Erev, and that would be too early to say the bracha. It would be over the over. That we should say the bracha when we begin to gather, but not when the gathering is completed. Does kvar nigmar a mitzvah? Because at that point, the mitzvah is already over. But the achronim all get together and they say that no, you're allowed to say the bracha even after you finish gathering together all the bread. Because they hold there's still something else to do, that after you gather the bread, you are mezaki it to all of the members of the city. So as long as there's still that zikoy that needs to be done, it's still over lasyasan. And you know what? Even if you already did everything, you already gathered the food, you already were mezaki to the bnei yair, even then you're allowed to say the bracha. Because the real time that the Eruv is takes effect is when Shabbos begins. So as long as you get the bracha in before Shabbos begins, then mikri b'chol gavni over las yasan, still called over las yasan. And especially if you haven't yet placed the Eruv in its designated location, then for sure you could still say the bracha, because there's still something else not only to happen, but there's something else for you to do. And as long as there's still something else for you to do, that's called over las yasan. When you are mezakeh from your own food to provide it for everybody else, and you tell the guy that after he that I say the bracha, you should pick it up in order to be zocha for all the people in the city. But if you say the bracha after the zikoy, that's okay as well. That works as well. And we say that with this Erev, you're allowed to carry to all the houses in the Chatzer. Now you'll notice the Shulchan Aruch of here mentions nothing about a Mavui, only about houses and a Chatzer. Because with the Shulchan Aruch is talking about an Erev Chatzeros, and only an Erev Chatzeros, not a Shitufe Mavuos. We call Chatzer Masakin Erev Chatzeros, Rak Lachtir Tiltub Chatzer. It's where they make an Erev Chatzeros just to allow carrying within the Chatzer. But in a place where they make a shitufe mavuos as well, we do it all at one shot. And therefore, you need to mention that in the statement about badei neiruva, you have to mention the heter to carry in the mavui. And this is the proper nusach that you would say in such a circumstance, like when we make an eruv. Badei neiruva yeshar lan alafuke la yul. That this should enable us to carry from houses to other houses, from houses to chatzer, from chatzer to houses, and from chatzer to chatzer through a mavui, and from roof to roof, and everything else, all the other areas within the city, for everybody that's in the city and anyone who's going to be in the city. And if you make one big Erev for all the Shabbos of the year, like we typically do on Erev Pesach, so then, or in the Shabbos HaGadol, whenever it is, right around Pesach time, so then you say that. You say for all the Shabbos of the year and all the Yom Tovim as well. V'lo berchu alav, if you didn't say a bracha, it still works. And even if you don't say the passage of Ba'adin Eruva, it also works because now that everyone joined together in a box of matzah, so that's it. You have an Eruv, whether you said something or not, whether it be the bracha or whether it be the passage of Ba'adin Eruva. Let's begin Simen Shin Samach Zayin. We're only going to do the first part of Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ishto Shel Adam Mo Revis Lo Shlomi Daito. One's wife can make an Eruv, can participate in an Eruv for him without his consent. Afilu Micha Bashlola Ariv. And even if he's kicking and screaming that he doesn't want to be part of the Eruv, Vafilu in Ragel Ariv Imayim, and even if he's not, he doesn't normally participate in the Eruv, Siv Katan Alf Ishtel Shalom, Neshishto Kegufa Vekela Afilu Kishamichaba, Misham Shechash Chazal, Shem Yiskavin Lahaknet Sadarim Lesser Aleim, that we allow his wife to do this because Ishto Kegufo, and we're worried that the guy's just being a not nice fellow because he just wants to bother the other people that they shouldn't be allowed to carry because he knows the power that he wields by being a member of that chotzer. Ma'arevislo, mishalo, she can use his stuff to make the Erev. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'hani milik shosra aleim. That's only when his presence will asser the other people in the chotzer from carrying. Kigon chen abayis pasuach elolo usul chotzer. Like in a case where his house only opens up into that chotzer. Avalmu pasuach l'shtei chotzeros. But if his house opens up into two chotzeros, ba'achas ragli lotzeis v'lovo tadir, one that he goes in and out of all the time, shosra aleim, where he's going to asser on that chotzer, ba'achas ein rak lotzeis v'lovo. And the other chatzer, he doesn't go in and out through the other chatzer so much. Beragil sha'oser, so in the one that he utilizes all the time, where he actually assers the other people from carrying there. So ravishalolidaito. Then the woman can, his wife can participate in the eruv without his consent. Afilu ena ragil ariv, even though he normally does not partake of that eruv. Ubeshena ragil lotzeis v'lovo nami. And in the area where he did the chatzer that he does not go in all the time. Avil pisheino oser, even though he's not causing any problems there, if he normally participates in that Erev, so then his wife can do it shalomidaito. But if he does not cause any problems in this other chatzer, he does not aser on the other people, because this is not a chatzer he frequently uses. And he is not accustomed to participating in their Erev, then she cannot partake of the Erev without his consent. Let's see, Mishbura Sivkat and Gimel, Kshaosra Aleim, HaChatzer Mlo Ya'ariv Imahem, where he's going to ask the Chatzer to the other parties in that Chatzer if he doesn't partake of the Eruv, if he doesn't participate in the Eruv. Baragil Shaosra Kedil Kaman Mesim Shin Pevav Sivtes Ayin Sham. In case you're not sure what we're talking about over here, why is he only asking one B'nai Chatzer, not the other B'nai Chatzer, not the B'nai Chatzer Acheres, so that we're going to get to in Simen Shin Pevav, that it's only a Chatzer that he normally uses that he's going to aser the other bnei chatzer. Ragel arev v'chulish lo ledaito. Haynu afilu k'shemichaba. This means she's allowed to participate in the erev on his behalf, even if he's screaming that he doesn't want it. V'atam yishum darkei shalom. And this is all because of darkei shalom. Maybe not shalom between him and her, but at least shalom between the neighbors. Kiven shad ato hiyo darko litein chelik be'erev. Because up until this point, he always participated in the erev. L'chein chale erev b'chol gavni. And therefore, the erev is going to work. U'mutra achar kach l'taltal kem shesafsu b'beiso. And therefore, you're going to be allowed to carry kelim from his house into this chatzer. Vaiter in the mechaber, because manchlo machaba beferush. And as long as he did not openly object, afilu meino ragel ariv imam veino oser, that even in a case where he does not normally participate in the eruv and he does not aser anybody else in that chatzer, still ma'arevish lo b'yidiyaso de mistamanichlai. She still could partake of the eruv without his consent because probably he's okay with it. Aval eini yichol. But she cannot be mezakeh from his stuff to other people without his knowledge and consent. Even to the bnei chatzer that he asers and he normally partakes of the eruv, she cannot be mezakeh mishalo. But from her own mezonos she could be mezakeh because it's hers. Means that the husband is unaware of it. So we learned today is in the last si'if in Simin Shin Samach Vav, we learned that you recite the bracha over Las Yasan, but which ideally is right before you gather the bread, but might even be after you gather the bread before, it's right after you gather the bread before you do the zikoy on behalf of everybody, before you recite Ba'adene Eruva. But even if you already said Ba'adene Eruva, it's still over Las Yasan up until when Shabbos begins. But the bracha is not ma'akev, and the statement of Ba'adene Eruva is not ma'akev. And then in the Sif Aleph, we discussed in what circumstances a wife is allowed to participate in an Eruv on behalf of a husband without the husband's knowledge that she's doing so. And the factors include whether he makes a macha'a, whether he is accustomed to be making an Eruv in that location, whether he assers on the people in that location. Those are the factors that determine whether she's allowed to make the Eruv against his wishes or against his or without his knowledge. But tomorrow we will finish up Si'if Aleph and I guess the entire Simin Shin Samach Zayin, same place, same time, I believe. Have a good night, everybody.